This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. At the close in New York today, the U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate, that'd be oil, was up almost 2%, just shy of $83 a barrel. And that historically would have had oil producers scrambling to drill. As we know, though, crude's a boom and bust business, and the people in it know that as well. As Marketplace's Andy Uhl reminds us, any bump in oil and gas is welcome news for the economy of Midland, Texas, and the rest of the petroleum-rich Permian Basin.
The unemployment rate in Midland is 4.5%, down from 6.7% over the summer, thanks in no small part to more activity in the oil fields. Grant Swartzwelder, president of OTA Compression and Environmental and Oil Field Services firm in the area, says there are jobs to be filled, but the tight labor market is making it tough to do so.
When Whataburger will pay $15 an hour just to flip burgers, you know, that trickles all the way through to mechanics.
But he says it's not fast food restaurants he's worried about. Big oil companies poach his workers with higher pay. Swartzwelder's been in the industry here for 37 years and says in the past, when oil was 80 bucks a barrel, people migrated here for work.
In boom times, you would see license plates from all over the 50 states here in Midland. And you're not seeing that.
He says right now, if locals don't want the jobs, most aren't getting filled.
Whether folks are just tired of the bust boom cycles and just saying, you know, I don't need that extra money, I'll just stay put.
The U.S. is also trying to slowly wean itself off of fossil fuels, so oil and gas jobs could be short-lived. But Garrett Golding at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas says people can't just transition to green energy jobs overnight.
It's hard to see how the workers that are out there doing that type of work are just going to drop down everything and go work in the renewable sector. It's not really that simple at all.
And a transition away from oil and gas tax revenue wouldn't be simple either. James Beecham runs the Midland-Odessa Transportation Alliance.
Nearly about anybody out here is going to be over 50% of their tax base is solely going to be minerals.
He says those mineral leases pay for not only local needs, but contribute a big chunk of cash to the state budget as well. In Austin, I'm Andy Uhler for Marketplace.